Coversals kick off. This is Radio City Talk.
Sound of Merseyside time. We took slightly longer to get into this than normal because we had to arrange Gibbo's special guest. Morning, Gibbo.
Good morning.
It's the band Hegarty. I thought it was just one of them, but instead we've got Ian, Wacker and David. Morning, lads.
Morning.
We okay? Wacker's sat on his beatbox drum at the moment. What do you call that, Wacker?
It's a cajon.
A cajon?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So it's an instrument widely used.
Yeah. It's a good option for bands doing acoustic. Like bands will often use it. I think if Wacker would have rocked up with his drum kit this morning, we would have been a bit worried, wouldn't we? But it's a good option to do acoustic stuff.
It's to keep them in time.
Right, so if I can describe
we need it to be honest.
It literally just looks like a box.
It's a box, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But bands will use it. You'll see the hummingbirds use it a lot. They use it a lot around town and things like that. It'll make a nice sound. People will be surprised how much you can get out of a box.
Can you do a solo on a box, Wacker?
You've
never been asked that before, have you?
Wacker can do it on a box.
I can do anything with
right,
that.
The band is called Hegarty. Come in here, tell us a little bit more about the band and sort of the origins and when you all got together.
He hasn't got a clue.
It started off, I was writing songs.
You two, lads.
I was pretty much on my own to start with, but I knew Wacker knew his music and stuff like that, yeah. So I sent him to Wacker, said, can you help me out? Because I wanted a band, not just to play on my own.
So you lads are all from Bootle?
We're all from Bootle, yeah.
Been in other bands, or not?
No, yeah. I haven't, these have, yeah. This is my first real band, like, yeah. Right, I started a few little things, but never actually gigs or nothing like that with a proper band, no.
Right, so tell us a bit about your history then, Wacker.
My history, I've been in loads of bands, and David come to ours once. Dead Danny sent him down to ours. He said, "Wack, do us a favour, do a bit of recording for our David, because his recordings are quite crap, to be honest."
Hey, what's your language? We're on my radio.
So I said, "All right, send him down. He come to ours, and I recorded a song called Black and White."
Right.
It was 7.5 minutes long, and I said to him, "That's too long." And he said, "But Bob Dylan does songs that long." I said, "You're not Bob Dylan." So we recorded him. I've never seen him for 18 months.
Just disappeared. What happened to you, David?
That's what I do, just disappeared.
I don't know. I think it was an ego type of thing because I said the song was 7.5 minutes long.
Right, it was too long.
It wasn't that really. Like.
And you're still arguing about the length of the song.
But he ends up coming back 18 months later, creeping. And he had to give me £100 for me to let him in the house.
To get in the back. So you're the lead singer, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Right, you're lead singer. Wacker, you do your drums. I've forgotten the name already. Drums.
Cajon.
And what, do you do more than the cajon, or is the cajon the...
No, I play a drum kit, know what
right.
I mean?
That's do you do like, that as well?
Yeah.
Occasionally but
when we play acoustic stuff, we bring along the cajon.
Right, okay. And Ian, you're on guitar?
I play lead guitar for them, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
No one else in the band, it's you three, is it?
No, there's a bass guitarist and a piano player as well, but they...
Ah, right.
They're still in bed. You wouldn't have fit in.
Okay, have you heard of these lads then?
Yeah, but David just got in touch and said he'd heard about the feature, and it's nice that people are starting to do that, they're kind of aware of what we're doing here, and David just said, well, you know, it'd be good to kind of to get involved, and so he sent me a couple of tunes, and I just loved his voice. That's not to say the rest of them aren't great as well, but I just thought his voice was brilliant, and I like, you know, it's nice showcasing bands from all areas of the city as well, you know what I mean? I think everyone could think that, you know, bands in the city are just like, you know, young lads in town or Lippa students and stuff like that. But I think it's been great that we've had, you know, I think it's our first band up from Bootle, but, you know, we've had bands from all over the city now and beyond, you know, Witness and stuff like that as well. So it's good, and it's good that music's happening all over the city because it's a musical city, isn't it, that we've got, and, you know, kind of everyone does get involved.
Right, this is the first time we've had more than one person playing, isn't it, in the studio as well. So we're getting bigger here. So all three of them. Right, Ian, Wacker, David.
This is going to be our first single, this I Only Dream.
Okay, this is Hegarty.
Should be out soon.
And I tell you what, you're singing as well on it?
Yeah, singing, yeah.
Okay, I'll move that, microphone closer to you. Take it away, lads. This is Hegarty. Everyone I held
The kickoff on Radio City Talk, your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Let's talk with Jay and Mickey about what lies ahead this weekend. Morning, chaps.
Morning, fellas.
Morning, gents.
Okay, Christmas trees, let's get it out of the way. The papers are still covering Christmas tree gate today. Mickey, how can Evertonians get so upset about the colour of a Christmas tree?
It's mental, isn't it? You know, it's the world of social media, isn't it? And, you know, obviously on Twitter, everyone has got idiots, unfortunately, and it's just mental. It just, you know, it beggars belief. But saying that, I've got a blue Christmas tree, so...
You've not?
Of course I have.
Got no hint of red in your Christmas tree?
No, not a hint, mate. It's completely all blue.
You've just contradicted yourself. Jay, what is this man all about, Jay?
Well, it just shows you, doesn't it, what they're like, doesn't it? If there is ever, auntie.
I can't believe that, Mickey. If I might buy you something red for Christmas, just
right,
to see if you'll keep it.
I'm going to tweet you my Christmas tree after the show, pal, after we've done this.
Right, I want to have a look at this. This isn't good enough. Right, OK, let's get on to the weekend's action. For Everton, there's a huge one with Manchester United, but at least it's not Wayne Rooney, because that would have been an absolute nap that he would have scored in that game.
Yeah, it was coming one. I think he'd need two goals, doesn't he, for the record. And yeah, I'm glad, I suppose, that he picked up that yellow card during the midweek game, because I think he's found out a bit of form as well. You know, he's sort of, you know, he's struggling a bit for England, and I think he was struggling a little bit for form from the start of the season, but I think the last couple of weeks he seems to be a bit more like himself. So, yeah, it's a bit of a blessing, really, that he's gone missing, but I suppose they're going to replace him with either, you know, probably maybe Martial, who obviously was on fire during the week, so it's not going to be an easy game.
But what do Everton need? Because there seems to be a fair bit of discontent at the moment about the performances. They start slowly in games. They don't have much of an attacking option. What do you want to see this weekend that'll really restore the faith a bit, Mickey?
Most of all, Steve, a little bit of fire in the belly and a little bit of desire on the pitch. That seems to be what's lacking at the moment. Talked with the lads on the Blue Room during the weekend. We, you know, all in agreement that for whatever reason, they just sort of haven't got going. You know, we had a decent start to the season, and then I think it was ever since we put out a bit of a second string against Norwich in the Cup that, you know, things have sort of gone downhill since. And as I say, we've had a couple of, you know, performances-wise, you know, even the games that we've won, we haven't started them well. We've had to come from a goal down. So it's important that we, you know, get some kind of reaction. I think we were looking for a reaction after the, you know, the Chelsea game, but we just don't seem to have it. But if you can't get up for a game against Man U, on a, you know, it's going to be a 4 o'clock kickoff on a Sunday, then we, you know, we'll never get up for the game. So it's important, as I say, that we, you know, we beat them to the punch because they're under pressure as well. Obviously, you know, with all everything that's going on with Jose at the moment, you know, they're not pulling up any trees. So I think they're there for the taking, but it's important that we're, you know, we're out the traps fast.
Jay, have you been surprised with how Everton have struggled of late without a win in nine?
A little bit, because they did start the season quite well, and obviously Ronald Koeman's a good manager, and I always thought last season Everton underperformed a little bit with the group of players that they had. I mean, I heard a few of them in the summer saying that they're probably going to challenge for top four, but you know, that was never going to be the case. It's all about stability in his first season, and obviously now he's struggling a little bit, isn't he? And you know, the table doesn't lie, but they're not too far away really in terms of placing, but they're quite far behind in terms of points, aren't they? So it's quite important now. They've got a couple of tricky home games coming up. They've got United, Arsenal and Liverpool as well on the horizon. So they've got a couple of tough home games. But if they can get a couple of wins in them games, you know, you just never know. It can be turned around, can't it? And I'm sure they'll do a bit of business in the January transfer market too.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
If you'd heard the show yesterday, we had Sean Masher-Dodd, of course, boxer, talking about how he was doing a sleep out tonight, all in aid of raising money and awareness for the Charles Thompson mission in Birkenhead. So let's catch up with the Charles Thompson mission and speak now with their centre manager, Bernie Frost. Morning to you, Bernie.
Morning, Steve.
Thanks for joining me. Tell us a little bit about the sleep out, first of all. Where did the idea come from?
Well, we're copying off Birmingham, but don't tell them.
That's all right.
We've seen it on a thing with YouTube, and Birmingham were doing a little sleep out last year. Well, and I thought, well, it's a good idea, and also other folks had suggested it to me, and it's a good way of maybe folks who can't get in to help and volunteer for us to do something, you know, and show that they care and stand with us.
I'd be interested to know where the problem's at the moment. I mean, for myself and David, and we come into town early every morning, and do you know, it's shocking how many people I see sort of just sleeping out on the streets in a sleeping bag. They might just be down on one of the walkways heading down from the car park. It's true, isn't it, David?
Yeah,
every day you see people and think, wow, is this...
In the doorways, you know, two or three every day.
Yeah, so what are the numbers? What do you think, Bernie?
Well, it's shocking. It's going up. We're seeing it even over on the Wirral, that numbers are going up. We've got about 25 folks in this morning for bacon and egg on toast and a cereal and even for a little sleep. And some of them are in night shelter and some of those are under the stars. And yeah, it's a shocking fact that homelessness is on the rise.
They've all got different stories. They've all got different reasons why they're there.
Complex needs, complex issue. And there's no one-size-fits-all solution, I don't think.
So what is the way of tackling this? If you're saying the figures are going up, obviously places like yourselves are of a great help, but fundamentally tackling it head on. But what needs to be done?
Well, I haven't got the answers because as I say, it's so complex. We're just here to kind of put a plaster on things. But I think that we need to rethink the whole issue of homelessness and maybe even go back to. I see a lot of folks coming through the door that have got needs, that poor education, poor prospects when they were in school, and really not expecting much more than homelessness in the younger years. And so I mean, there's all kinds of kids with needs that maybe we need to be addressing how they cope with life. I don't know. It's just such a complex issue.
And perhaps it's highlighted even more in the month of December when people are thinking about families and getting together at Christmas. It becomes, I don't know why, but it becomes more pertinent, even though it is an all-year-round thing.
Yeah. And so lots of, I mean, in a sense, I mean, it does draw your attention when you're sitting at home in front of you. You know, you got your central heating on and you got your telly and your family around you. That you do think naturally of folks that don't have all that, and so this is the whole thing with the sleep house. I think that folks are thinking, I want to show I care. I want to, there's not much I can do. I haven't got all the answers, but at least I can show I care, and I care enough to get leave me bed for one night and raise a bit of money doing it.
So how many are taking part, and where are you going to be tonight?
40. We've had to limit it to 40, and so. They're all prepared. We've got there's no tents. There's just if it's raining, there's a 10% chance of rain, I'm told. But if it is raining, we've got some survival blankets, but that's about it. No shelter tonight. Anybody who's homeless can come into the mission tonight. And so we've got a few homeless folks coming in, and they're taking advantage of the heating and everything, and then we'll be sleeping out. And so 9 o'clock we'll be serving a hot pot supper, and that's just for everybody. And then in the morning we'll have a breakfast together.
Steve Hothersall's kickoff.
This is Radio City Talk.